Blackstone Audio presents Grandparenting by John Updike. This book is read by Peter Van Norden.
Grandparenting. The former Maples had been divorced some years before their oldest child, Judith, married and had a baby. She was living with her husband, a freelance computer programmer and part-time troubadour, on the edge of poverty in Hartford. Joan Maple, now Joan Vanderhaven, told Richard Maple over the phone that she and Andy, her husband, were intending to go down from Boston for the birth, which was to be induced. "How ridiculous," said Ruth, Richard's wife. "The girl's over 30. She has a husband. To have her divorced parents both hovering over her isn't just silly, it's cruel. When I had my first baby, I was in Hawaii and my mother was in Florida, and that's the way we both wanted it. You need space when you're having a baby. You need air to breathe." Remembering her own, efficiently natural childbirths, she began to pant demonstratively. "Let your poor daughter alone. It's taken her 10 years to get over the terrible upbringing you two gave her. Joan says Judith wants her there. If she wants Joan, she must want me. If I let Joan go down there alone with Andy, the baby will think Andy's the grandfather. The kid will get, what's the word, imprinted."
Ruth said, "Nobody, not even an hour-old infant, could ever think Andy Vanderhaven is one of your family. You're all ragamuffins, and Andy's a fop." Richard had long ago grown used to Ruth's crisp way of seeing things. It was like living in a pop-up book with no dimension of ambiguity. But the thought of letting his first grandchild enter the world without him near at hand was painful. Judith had been born in England and had been tightly swaddled when he first saw her, a compact package with a round red face.